Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go.
All right. We on. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Jay Ho. Jay Host.
What's your name?
Talk about Jay Host. Jay Lloyd. Talk about Jay Host. That's my new name now, Jay Host.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Daryl, aka Chambers Nation, in the building, man. What's going on, people? This boy Jay Lloyd don't know his name today.
At least one person got it right.
Man, yeah, with that raspy ass voice, yeah, I got it right.
hey.
I had to, you know how you got to clear your throat. Pause.
You just put a Brother Mercer. That's what Brother Mercer do. He from our church, Brother Mercer. If anybody need prayer on the line,
let me learn you something by using these praying hands.
Right. So look, people. Today we're talking about daily routines. Daily routines, very important topic. It's a very, very important topic because it will make you or break you. It will determine if you're successful or not. It will determine if you fail or not. And I know that's something I'm working on. Daily routine.
Factual. So I'm going to start out with a quote. And it's not necessarily daily routine, but I feel like it's pertinent as far as us covering daily routine. So this is from Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. So the quote goes, "The person who moves with definiteness recognizes the difference between temporary defeat and failure. When plans fail, he substitutes others, but he does not change his purpose. He perseveres." So in that quote, he's talking about moving with definite purpose. And When you have a daily routine, that's you moving with definite purpose. And in the middle of the quote, it said, even if your plans fail, which maybe you're somewhere in your routine, you fail, you still persevere, but do not shift from your purpose. So you still moving to make sure that you get everything done and you moving with purpose. So, I mean, I think that quote encapsulates the daily routine in it, because you may have a routine daily, but let's say, for example, something happens at the beginning of the day and you're not able to start your daily routine at the same time. You have to start it at a different time. It could still be the same plan, but you altering, you substituting the time. So you're still getting it done because you still understand that it's a purpose behind your daily routine. So that's why I picked that quote.
Yeah, that's a good quote. And another thing as far as with that is, you knowing your purpose is, it don't matter how you feel, how you feel in that day, what's going on in your mind or your thought process. When you got a daily routine, there's literally no excuses. I mean, there's no excuses in general, but when you have a daily routine already put in place, you don't have to think about what needs to be done for that day. Like, there's nothing you need to think about because you already know what needs to go on. So there was something that I heard Timothy Ferris said in a 4-hour work week. It was a very, very, very good book, but he has said, hard feelings pass. Don't suffer fools or you'll become one. And one thing that I've seen just in general in people's lives and even in my life is we let our feelings get the best of us. We really let our feelings get the best of us. And part of that is because we don't have a routine. I know for me, I'm speaking for myself. Like, when I don't have a routine and I wake up extremely energized and everything like that, and wanting to slay the day, attack the day, it's like now I'm spending too much brain power trying to realize and understand, okay, what I'm finna do. Now when I figure out what I'm finna do, I don't even feel like doing it no more. So it's a messed up cycle.
That's funny, man. Yeah,
it's a messed up cycle.
it's like that for real, honestly, though, because if you really think about it, when you don't know what you're doing in a day and you have to stop to figure it out, you're making that day less efficient. You may be making it more efficient by planning it out, but you're still making it less efficient because you're planning the day with the time in that same day. So you're still losing some type of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's something that we can't get back is time. We can waste money. We can waste food. We can waste all these things, but you can't waste time. When you waste time, you can't get that back. You can't get that back. And the older I get, the more I understand that. Like, man, we can't be out here wasting time. So daily schedule is something that we got to make sure we master. So what are some of the things that you have as far as your daily routine, like morning routine or ritual that you got?
Let's see. First, well, let's put it like this. When the daily routine is being followed daily, because we all do have our glimpses and moments, you know. You got to aim for a lifestyle. And a lifestyle is something that you may fall off of, but you get back to it because it's a part of who you are. So with my daily routine, man, it consists of getting up, praying. Well, first of all, getting up, worshiping. You know, getting up, worshiping, thanking God for the day. And then after I do that, then I'm praying. Once I finish praying, then that's when I go to studying. So after praying, I go to study some scriptures, read a chapter. And then once I finish doing that, then it's time to work out. And it's time to work out. Now I done just reconnected with God. And now I'm working out because, man, I tell you, I'll be thirsty for that workout, boy. If I'm doing something like small, you know, maybe that day I'm just doing like, I'm just stretching, doing some Qigong. So,
yeah,
man, let me explain. Like Qigong is pretty much some breathing exercises that you can do to help all of your organs function properly within your body. So that's what I do in the morning. And after I do that, I might do some track stuff. So that means I might be going to run some hundreds. Might be doing some 200s, some 300s, some 400s. I might go run a couple miles, you know, and then I might finish up doing some abs, some push-ups, some other stuff like that. So, you know, once I get that workout in, then my mind is just so on 10. Like, it's like super drive. And when it go into super drive, then it's time to work on the business. And the business could be me working on the app. That could be me working on some podcast things. That could be anything that involves me working on something that I'm building. That's what that time is used for. Then I go to work and work for them. So it's easy for me to work for somebody else after I just spent the first 4 or 5 hours up working for myself. Now I go work for you. Oh, that's easy. Because when I work for you, I mean, I just put in time to put in on my business. So when I get to the time to work on what's doing for work, then I'm already in the mentality where I don't have to convince myself to do the work.
And what time you normally go to work?
Depends, man. So it could be anywhere from 7:30 to 9.
In the morning.
It just shifted back towards more so 9 and 9 a.m. now. It was 7:30 before because I was leaving early to go to track practice, but track practice is a little bit later so I can get to work on a regular schedule now.
Y'all, by the way, he got like the dream job ever. He works like 30 minutes to an hour every day, Monday through Friday.
I work all 8 hours every single day. I don't know what he's talking about.
He do whatever he wants to.
I'm working.
Look, that man got a dream job. So for me, I know morning ritual is everything. Like morning, if I attack my morning correctly, that day is getting blown away. I'm tearing that day up. The goal is to, you know, do more in the morning than what most people do in the whole day. Because most people don't really do too much. They may work out or whatever. Then they go to work, and then after that, they with the kids or they watching TV. Well, me, what I'm focused on is when I first wake up, you know, give God the glory for waking me up. wake me up in my right conscious mind. Somebody ain't wake up in their right mind that day. And waking up free, I'm a free man, right? I don't know what's so funny about that, but somebody didn't wake up in their right mind. But being able to get up comfortably and everything, you know, he's stupid. But just having, you know, showing gratitude for where I'm at, because it can always be worse. After that, right, there you go. Yeah, for the people that can't, just for the listeners that can't see what's going on, this man got a gratitude shirt on, gratitude Chicago hoodie on. Hey, that one dope, though.
Shout out to the homie.
Okay, I'm going to have to grab me one of them, because it's all about gratitude. I noticed when you show gratitude, your mood just be different. It's hard to be a complainer. It's hard to be a person that just see problems. Like, when you in gratitude mode, everything is just better. Like, you're looking at things a little bit differently. But after I pray and meditate and everything, then I read a chapter a day of Proverbs. So every day I read Proverbs. So whatever day it is, I read that chapter. So like today, the 21st. So I read the 21st chapter of Proverbs. And then after that, I read like a self-improvement book. Right now I'm reading How to Raise Your Own Salary. And then I'm at the gym. Go to the gym, try to get to the gym around 7. I really want to start getting there around 6. That's going to be some more discipline on my end. But go to the gym. After that, come home, eat. And then I'm working on the business after I eat. And after that, I'm working or Ubering or something like that. And then later in the evening, when I get done working, back at work, and then plan out the day for tomorrow. So daily routines, daily schedules is a must. And that was something I was so horrible when, like, I woke up and literally got my ass kicked by the day. Like, I already got beat up because it was like, I didn't even know what I was finna do that day.
So my question to you is, what is something that interrupts your daily routine?
Oh, that's a good one. Phone, that's the number one. So put the damn phone on do not disturb. Because you get people that call you. Most people know not to, you know, call in the morning. And even if they don't, I just don't answer. Like, people be, yeah.
Hey, that's a good rule of thumb. E.T. got that same rule. Like, he said he don't connect with people who are not on the same energy level as him before 12 o'clock.
You can't. It can ruin your day. Like, it could really mess your day up. Like, you, because now you're fighting somebody else's energy and beliefs, and now it's just too much. Now you gotta go sit back on the mountaintop and meditate again and get that, you know, that energy off of you. So, but yeah, making sure I'm not on my phone. The phone was like a struggle, because then I get on Snapchat or I get on Twitter or Instagram, especially if it's a new notification. I'll be like, well, what's this? And then next thing I know, I look at the notification.
Yes, sir.
And after that, now I'm scrolling. I'm like, what am I doing scrolling?
Scrolling, you like, man, what am I doing? But it's such a built-in habit that we have to be like aimlessly doing, you know, scrolling. So yeah. mine is the same thing. Like, it's the phone, bro. If I wake up, It's like, man, look, I'm going to just be honest with you. I wake up, it's either one or two things, bro. Go right to the music app and cut the gospel music on. But if I go to any other app,
it's over.
It's a wrap. That's a whole hour. Almost. Like, I'll just be scrolling, then I'll get up. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I noticed. So in order for me to break that habit, what I did is at nighttime, and I told you this already, my phone isn't even in my room. I have to walk out of my room to get my phone.
Yeah, that's
which
dope.
Also, I do that too, because me walking to go get my phone makes it less likely for me to be like, oh, I'm about to go back to sleep. Because when I get out the bed, I'm making the bed. So it's like, nigga, you waking up in order for you to go get your phone, so you might as well not try to go back to sleep. It don't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to the real ones that that make up their bed in the morning.
You know, that's the first.
A lot of people, a lot of people don't do that. Why did you make your bed, bro? Why is that important?
That's the first thing that I did, and it's super easy. Like, I just completed one task. So I'm training, by me doing that, I'm telling the rest of my day that this is how I'm going to do the rest of the day. I'm going to complete tasks just like this.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. I left one thing out.
I left
an important one out. Before I get out the bed, after I say my prayer and everything, I recently just got back to doing this, so that's why I forgot it. But I write my goals out. I write my goals out and say it out loud. They say death and life is in the power of the tongue. They say you do that, you more prone to accomplishing your goals. I don't know if it's true or not, but look, I'm willing to try. I'm willing to do it. Actually, I do know it's true because I did it a couple times and it actually worked out in my favor when I was getting my financial licenses. And I passed all of them my first try. Most people would take them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And it took me one time. And I believe a lot of it is because I wrote it out.
Factual.
I wrote it out.
Factual. So I don't do the goals. I do affirmations. So I got a affirmation that I say. And, man, it's strong. I'll just give y'all a little bit of it, man. So it started like this. I am great. I am healed. I am focused. I am in the greatest shape of my life. I am an outstanding writer and author. I shape my purpose and my destiny. And it keep going. You know, I just keep building up. But that's just a little bit of
that. That boy was trying to go Super Saiyan mode on y'all, man. Real quick.
I ain't going to go Super Saiyan. That's just a little
He's going to go Super Saiyan mode. The first one, I am great, boy. My hair's sticking up. I'm Super Saiyan mode after that one.
You got to speak it into existence, man. If ain't nobody going to tell you, you got to tell yourself.
That's real. You know, I used to have I used to do affirmations every day, too. And now that you said that, I'm going to get back to it because my whole day, I'm talking about days and time was a victim to J. Lloyd when I had that affirmation going.
The affirmation go right with the goals. So hit the affirmation. Yeah. Then instead of me writing my goals, I look at each individual goal, close my eyes, and just picture myself reaching that goal and what I look like accomplishing that goal or what it takes to make that goal, like make it really happen. You know, so the same thing we was talking about in the visualization. Like, I really just visualized that goal coming to pass. I visualized myself as being who I need to be to make that goal happen. Another one of my affirmations is, it's just my goal. What my goal is, I am health. Not I'm trying to become healthy.
Right. The
so
first two words.
Myself, I am health. I am health. Then it's gonna reroute my mind. And since I've been saying that, it's been rerouting my mind. Like, my cravings ice cream has not been the same, bro. I've had ice cream one time in the last 2 weeks, bro. That's like unheard of.
Right.
But it's not unheard of.
I'm already knowing.
It's not unheard of. It's just a new normal.
Brain rewired. That's all it is. I got the goal setting from Houghton Bugs. Y'all can look him up. He make $1 million a month. And he a businessman. Y'all can look him up. But he said one of the key things of, because I know for me, thinking about my goals and visualizing it, it wasn't possible for me at the time because my goals were so big. I couldn't even fathom, like, I damn near laughed at myself because I was like, man, this is, can I do this in this lifetime? So what I started doing was just writing them down. And the more I write it, I started getting little glimpses of different pictures and stuff like that. Now I'm picturing some of the stuff. And Houghton Bugs' argument was, you don't get what you want in life. You get what you can picture. And so now I'm able to picture those things. So going back to what you're saying, as far as the ice cream and stuff like that, like, if you could visualize you like attacking that and not being attacked by the sugar rush you get from the ice cream, then you'll be able to do it. You know,
I mean,
it's all in the mind.
I haven't quite figured out what it is that's attracts me to it. That's one thing I've been trying to figure out. Like, what is it that triggers me to want that? Because it's some type of emotional trigger that's triggering me to that. And I know it just happened when my uncle passed. Like, I just when my uncle passed, bro, I just gave myself a pass. Like, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna just do this for blah blah blah. Can't do that, bro. Can I give myself a pass? Yeah. Like, that's not cool.
Right.
So, man, it's just trying to figure out what triggers it. And I know it's usually something like that. You know, it's usually either that or it's either usually that or somebody else triggers me. Oh, the other thing too is Instagram. So what I started doing with my Instagram was if I see anybody on my feed that doesn't align with what I want to use Instagram for, then I just start unfollowing them.
Definitely. Got to.
And that's something that I haven't really worked on, but I've started to work on it now. Like, just unfollowing people that don't align with my vision. And it's not personal towards anybody that gets unfollowed. It's just me and you have, we served our time together. Our time is over.
It ain't served. Half these people, I ain't even know I followed. I just catch something and be like, no, what is this?
Okay, now to get back to the subject, the question. So we both answer what interrupts our daily routine. The other thing I was going to ask is, what do you feel like is the most important part of your daily routine? Like, what's the most important part?
I can go the spiritual route, or in some people's cases, the religious route and say praying first. But I believe that goes without saying. So the one that I'm going to go with is, they call it eat the frog first, meaning do the most difficult task first in the morning. For me, it used to be working out. I love working out, but not in the morning time. I feel like if I work out for the day, I automatically had a successful day. So that used to be like the biggest thing. But since I gave up my job and I started Ubering part-time, that's really the frog for the day for me, because I don't really want to do that. You know what I mean? I'm uncomfortable, and that's why I quit my job, to be able to put myself in an uncomfortable situation and really build this business. So for me, it's getting the most difficult task out the way, whatever task it may be, because each day is different. So it could be whatever that most difficult task is, get it out the way so I won't procrastinate.
Okay. All right, I see. So mine actually is working out, because working out puts me in a state of focus that I cannot get through anything else. And that's because throughout my whole entire life, it's always been predicated around some type of sport or some type of physical activity. And it's been like that since I was a little kid. Like, honestly, bro, I've been in baseball, basketball, track. You know, I've always been playing some type of sport. So it's like it's almost ingrained in my mind. So, you know, the mind works on routine. So, like, since I know that my life has always revolved around some type of physical activity, I know once I center my daily routine around that physical activity, it's going to be easier for me to do everything else. Like, I've tried to work out after work. And it's cool, but it just don't have that same effect. Like,
it definitely don't.
It just don't have the same effect. It just don't. Like, I've done it, and I've been able to, like, focus in and, like, you know, keep working on the apps and stuff that I'm working on. But it just don't give me that same drive to be able to pull throughout the whole entire day of what I need. Now, that's why I do it early in the morning. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was a good way to answer that question. My next question is, so if your daily routine does get interrupted, do you try to finish? Like, do you try to finish out your daily routine if it gets interrupted?
Absolutely. All it really is I live by but try to live by it. That's something that I'm implementing in my life is live.
Try
well. Well, I say try because it ain't imprinted in my mind yet. But when I get interrupted, I think about it. And that is live each day, moment by moment. So you can have something that throw your day off, or not throw your day off, but throw something off. Like you was doing a task or something like that. You was accomplished something, and then something got in the way and you ended up making a left turn instead of the right. You just ask yourself, am I doing all that I can do to move closer to my goals? And if that answer is no, then you automatically reset yourself. That's like my reset question. There's been times where I got distracted by just whatever it is. And when I catch myself, I hate to ask myself that question because I already know what the answer going to be. And once I tell myself, no, this is not getting me closer to my goals, then I stop what I'm doing. And then I reroute. Perfect example. Yesterday, I was making phone calls for the business and I was on the phone. Some people I know to call just when I'm done with all my other calls because their conversation is going to be a little bit longer. And so it was this one person in particular I hit up and we were just talking for a minute. And then I asked her, okay, well, I need to get you in. We need to show you this business. What's going on? And the conversation was going good. And then she started gossiping. Talking about somebody, and I actually knew the other person she was talking about, and you could hear like the whole energy just shifted on the phone. And so I'm just sitting there like, okay, now how I'm going to end this? And so I had like three options. The first option, I ain't going to lie, I was going to hang up and be like, oh man, it disconnected on my phone. My phone, the battery died. Hold on, my battery died. I'm going to hit you tomorrow. Then I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. Not today. I'll do it another day. But then I was like, you know what? Just interrupt and tell her, hey, I ain't call you to, you know, let's get back on task. Let's get back focused. And that's exactly what I did. So I timed myself. It took
How did that work for you when you did that tour?
Oh, it worked like a charm. People are used to being told what to do. So I just told her, hey, listen, I got a limited amount of time. I want to know what you're talking about. I lied. I didn't. But I actually called for this purpose. We'll rap about that another time. I mean, yeah, she messed
definite
up.
Definite purpose.
She messed up for doing what she doing. She fouled. She all that in the back. But look, definite I called you purpose. Because of this. Yeah, I just had to, you know, reel her back in. And right after that, I was able to get right back on task. But it took me I bumped my head one time. I was making calls. Somebody got to talking about something else. And I'm on the phone with them for an hour. Next thing I know, I can't even make calls no more because it got too late in the day. So I told myself, no, I'm not finna do that because now I'm missing out on potential business clients and things along that nature. So when it come down to resetting myself, oh, that's just let me catch myself. I catch myself. It's over with.
Man, the way my mind work is, bro, I can't start the other stuff I need to do until I get through my daily routine. So I literally, like, if I wake up late, well, I'm going to be late to work that day because I'm going through my daily routine before I step out. I feel like if I don't complete those activities, I feel like I'm not starting the day the way I'm supposed to. So that's how it is with me. Like, if I get interrupted, for example, when I went home for like Christmas, my mom would come upstairs early in the morning and start talking. So I'd be upstairs maybe like reading or something like that. She'd come up there and start talking. And so, like, you know, I'll talk with mom for a little bit. Then I'll be like, all right, mom, I got to get back to the, you know, the reading. Like, I don't be bogus with it or nothing. Like, I'll talk with her for a little bit. Then I'm like, all right, I got to get this done so I can make sure that I finish out doing my daily routine. Mom's respected, you know. It ain't like I said, it ain't personal when I say that type of stuff, and she understands because she got a daily routine that she do. Like, I ain't gonna come up there and interrupt her while she praying. Hey, trust me, that's something I ain't finna do. I ain't gonna do it.
She on her knees praying. Hey, mom, you want some ice cream while she in there praying? What? When you get slapped down?
So And I'm glad that I actually brought up that example because, like, my routine, my daily routine is sacred. And so, like, you got to be a very important individual to interrupt that. And if you interrupt that and I respond in a way that you don't like, that means you interrupting something that's sacred to me, something that's important. So just understand when the daily routine is in play, hey, you got to play your role and stay on the sideline because, man, otherwise, hey, look, you're going to get ejected out the game or you're going to be out of this arena. Trust me.
Hey, you know, you brought up a good point because with that example, that's another, I hate being talked to in the morning. Do not talk to me. I'm not a morning. Moms used to do it all the time and try and talk to me like, Mom. I just give her the look, like it's a look that I do. I don't really know the look. I feel the look, but I don't know the look. I mean, she be energized. Did you see what did? I be like, come on now, and that's another thing, you know. That I think that's one of the reasons why I wake up so early. So I didn't have to deal with other people. You know, when you wake up early, it's like you're not dealing with too much energies in the morning. People still sleep. You don't hear cars going past. Like, it's a very peaceful moment where you don't have to fight with anything.
What we talked about, when you wake up early, and me and you talked this about a while ago, bro, since you're not waking up at the same time as everybody, you're able to go to a higher frequency easier and start on a higher frequency because it's not as many frequencies moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that.
Interrupting you.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, but that's good.
Transmitting.
That's good. So yeah, that, don't talk to me in the morning. Leave me alone.
And you know, my mom is, man.
Hey, I'm telling you to make the best of friends, bro. They will make the best of friends, bro.
We're going to have to link them up.
We're going to link them up, bro. I kid you not there. Boy, they'll be there. Then we're going to have to unlink them. Like, all right, y'all spending too much time. What's going on?
On phone now.
Stupid. So, man, I seen this. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a daily routine for the evening, like before you go to bed? That's something I'm getting into now.
I mean, my daily routine for the not evening, but I know what I would want to do. And what I would want to start to do essentially is start reading my Bible again or start reading, you know, that and the scriptures again before I go to sleep and make sure I'm implanting that in my mind, the visualization with my goals and then my affirmation. So those are the three things that I would like to start. But I'm going to start tonight. I'm going to start with those
right.
Start getting ready to get going as far as like at nighttime. Those are the things that I would like to do though before I go to sleep. But 9 times out of 10, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I fall asleep working on a project. So that's what be happening. I'll be falling asleep doing work.
I did that many times too. I know for me, I'm still setting up my routine for the evening, but the one thing that I've been consistent with is just writing those goals out one more time, because I want to like picture it in my mind while I'm asleep so my subconscious can start working on that. Just get y'all a huge nugget. Mm. Huge nugget.
We should drop that book on them by Joseph Murphy.
Oh, you know what? I got to reread those. The last time I read those two books, was in college, but I had got that one from Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone said that, Houghton Buggs, he said it as well, but writing your goals out in the evening, visualizing it, and actually going to sleep to it. Yeah.
This is what y'all need to read right here.
That one and this one.
Oh, you got it. Oh!
Look, this believing
gotta,
in yourself.
You gotta put it back, bro. We can't see the whole thing. Bring it back. A little bit more.
Yeah, that one.
Right there. Yep.
Yeah. That one. And of course you know I got the other one, B. You know I got the other one. I got both of them. So These definitely in the radar for the listeners.
You know your boy been in it. Look, I got the tabs in there.
right. For the listeners that can't see it, this is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. It's another one he wrote that's real good as well. Believe in Yourself by the same author, Joseph Murphy. Really good informative books if you're trying to manifest some stuff in your life and make it happen. So that's dope.
They nice and quick, easy reads, you know, not nothing that's going to be too strenuous, like a Harry Potter novel type thing. It ain't going to be nothing like that. Like I said, they're real easy to read and there's not a lot of page. So even for you college students, y'all can read that. You know what I'm saying? For y'all.
Yeah. And the words ain't
in college.
Hey, look, and the words is a very easy to read book. Fifth grader can read it. I know it'd be some books you need a dictionary, like, okay, what word is this? What word is that?
And the words in my book, they so big grandma can read them without her bifocals.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. That's an easy read. Very easy read. So that's good, man. That's good. Anything else? Because I'm pretty much wrapped up.
Yeah. Before we wrap it up, just wanted to briefly touch in one more area. So how often, and this is just a question, how often do you feel like you need to change your daily routine?
You know, first starting off, it could be often. It could be pretty frequently. When you first starting off, because you're still trying to adjust. But once you find something that works, I would recommend you don't change it. Because once
you
are
auto... you was talking about before the call. Were you
Right. No, I was... Yeah, I'm getting into it. But when you on autopilot, it's like you using less brain power on trying to figure stuff out and more brain power on your actual activity. So for me, I had to switch it up. I'm normally the type of person that go to the gym early in the morning. That works really, really good for me. I slay the day, kill the day. I mean, I feel sorry for the day. Rest in peace to that day. J. Louis killed it. But as of late, I had to switch it up because, okay, what I would do is after I do my daily routine at home before I leave, I will actually go to the gym and then I come back, eat, and then I will go and work, do Uber, and then I will come after Uber, I will go and make my calls or I'm sitting there, I'm at appointments, meeting with people. But then as of today, just today alone, I tried it differently. I actually Ubered way in the morning, so I put in that work early in the morning after I got done with my daily routine, my ritual. And then I went to the gym. Then I did the phone calls. My phone calls was just way better because I was in a better mode, better energy. When I met with an individual today on investments, I mean, I was killing it. I was on point. And the reason being was because I actually worked out right before I really needed the energy to do other stuff that I was doing. So you was talking about the endorphins and all that stuff. You got real scientific on me. So you can explain
I mean, it's just like the chemicals and the hormones that your body releases. That's all it is, bro. It ain't nothing like too in-depth.
Look, he was talking about endorphins and all that good stuff. Because
that's what get released when you work out. Like, that's it.
So It was a game changer for me because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to flip. Even though I love working out in the morning, I love it.
Greatest.
I'm gonna have to switch it up, but then that puts a little bit more pressure on me to, you know, do what I need to do in the business so I can do what I want to do, how I want to do it, when I want to do it.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
That's all it is.
I like that.
That's a good question. That's a real good question.
I know that.
He over there Googling questions, y'all.
These coming straight off the dome.
That was a good one.
But I feel as my answer to that question don't be completely different from yours. But, I mean, it might be the same in some of the sense. But I would say change your daily routine as you change your goals. Because when your goals change, the person that you R has to change. And so that means what you're doing daily is going to have to change. So that's why I feel like your daily routine is going to change as your goals change, because you're going to become a new person. And as you become a new person, you're going to have to do different stuff. So, I mean, that's, hey, in a nutshell, that's pretty much what it is for me. Is like when you change, when my goals are changing, I'm changing my daily routine. So, for example, like now I'm really starting to work out a little bit more. So, because I'm trying to get ready for the summertime, you know what I'm saying? You know, summer bodies are made in the winter, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really working out a little bit more now than I would be, let's say, per se, at like I was before. So now, since I'm putting 2, maybe 3 hours into working out, it's going to be a lot more than it would be if it was just like an hour or two before. And I know a lot of people ask, like, that's a long time to work out. Well, look, I do the stretches. So first I'm stretching, then I do the Qigong. The Qigong take about 45 minutes to an hour. So we already at an hour then. Then I might go run, and then I'm going to lift. So it's going to take, that's going to be a solid 2 to 3 hours based off of what I'm doing, because I'm not just doing the typical going to the gym type of workout. Like, I'm doing some other things beforehand that I consider working out. Like, I consider the Qigong working out. So those are the things that I'm doing to do it. But like I said, man, when your goals change, your daily routine has to change. Now, I'm not saying the whole entire routine has to change. Maybe it just be a small little part of the routine is changing. So recently I started doing the Ingenuity Inspired Greatness Talks. And so I haven't released any yet, but they'll be releasing pretty soon. So I record once a day. And when I record once a day, I'm recording one episode per day. And so my plan is to start releasing one episode a day. So in my daily routine, it's going to be recording one episode a day and editing one episode a day. Because as I record one, I have to edit one. And so as I edit one, then I have to put out one. So those are things that are going to start to get put into that daily routine, because now I have a new definite purpose of what I want to do.
That's well said. When I heard that question, I looked at daily routine as just, you know, something you get going in the day. That sound more like the to-do list, because I know my to-do list change all the time. But my daily routine, especially that morning ritual, that don't change. Because it's like, that's where I get my fuel, my gasoline from. I get my Super Saiyan powers from. When I sit in God's lap for a moment, it don't matter what happens. It don't matter what goals have changed, what nothing. I got to make sure I give God all the praise, honor, and glory in the morning. I flew around and get in the car, and the car don't work. And then I instantly think, see? I ain't show love to the maker. I ain't getting no love to the maker.
Yeah,
hey, I heard he a jealous guy too, boy.
Oh man, you funny, bro. So before we wrap this whole thing up, man, I want to ask you, at what point in time, this is the last question, and we're gonna wrap it up with this one. At what point in time did the daily routine become important to you, or when did you notice its importance?
Just reading and listening to audio, hearing a lot of people saying that it's very powerful to have a daily routine. And then there was something that I read on Pinterest. Y'all can read it on your own. Well, I could read it to y'all, but it was just talking about the seven daily habits for success. So the first thing it said was plan out your day the night before. I heard that in audio. I heard that or read that in books. Then it said create a morning routine. You know, get up early. It's the early bird to get the worm. So that was another thing. Then they say take some quiet time. So meditation, I always heard about that as well. Practice gratitude daily. That was something that I added in the mix. So anytime I'm feeling down and out or bad about something, or I'm feeling, you know, that things should be better, I always take time and just practice gratitude. Read something inspirational. I'm doing that. Move your body each day. That's the working out. And then last but not least, eat that frog. And so I just kept reading things and kept hearing the same things from different people. And I was like, you know what? Success leave clues. So it obviously must work, you know, if a lot of people talking about it. So once I started implementing it, things started working out really, really good. And matter of fact, I started doing that when I was in high school. I don't know if I told this story to the people, but we'll talk about it at a later date. But I thought I was going to the NBA at a point in time. look, everybody thought they was going to the NBA or NFL, right? But man, I was actually... I was actually plenty in work, bro. Like, I'm talking about, I was waking up at 5 in the morning as an 8th grader, 9th grader, bro. Like, getting it in, working out, bro. So, I kind of knew it.
Couldn't do it, people.
Look, Pops was getting up at 3, and he'll leave at 5. He'll see me go outside and work out. Why you keep waking up at this time? You getting up early. man, I'm going to the league, Pops. Well, unfortunately, I ain't grown since 6th grade, so the league kind of slimmed down for me. Oh man, so that's when I knew daily routines was very important and powerful.
Already. Let me answer that question. So when I started to figure out it was important at the time right before I transferred to NIU. That's when I started to realize, like, it's really important, like, to have a routine of what you're doing every day. Like, man, I didn't know before then. And remember, I've told you several times, like, I figured it out too late. I figured out how to be a good student too late at U of I. Like, when I figured it out, hey, it was either switch your major or leave. And I chose to leave. So that's why when I got to NIU, that's why I got almost a 4.0 the first semester I was there. Like, that was the reason why, because I had already found the routine that was working for me and I just continued to follow it. But that was when I understood it was when I was given more responsibility, so I had to be more accountable to myself. And then that's when I had to start questioning and asking myself, what am I doing daily? That's when I started making the Google Calendar, writing out the task list, and start doing those things. Writing with, you remember the little notebook I used to carry? How that notebook era well, boy.
Look, I need to carry that notebook around now.
With my Blue's Clues, looking.
Silly as hell.
Yeah, man, you got any, that was the other thing, man. So what I wanted to start doing on the podcast is asking you, how did you add to your legacy?
How did I add to my legacy as far as the daily routine or just in general?
In general.
How did I add to my legacy? The last time we was on here, we was talking about Kobe, right?
Yep.
How did I add to my legacy was pretty much just defining my vision more, making it more clear. The clearer it is, the better, and the better it is, and the more I can actually accomplish it. You know, the better chance I have in accomplishing. So, from the Kobe podcast until now, I would say my vision went from 3GP to HD. And it's on its way to 4K, which would be at its clearest, unless they came out with a 5K yet. I don't know. They be coming out with so many things. But just making sure that vision is clear and defined, and then putting forth the effort and the work towards it. That's a good question. What about you?
Okay, man. So mine is going to be what we just did the other day with the investments. So me starting that Roth IRA. That's why when I told you, I'm really not trying to take out none of that money. That money's not for me. That money is for whoever's coming behind me. Like, I ain't gonna need that. I'm not touching that. That's not mine. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the chamber's money, but it's not gonna be mine. So that's how I added to my legacy. Was starting to put money in that account and start to build money for the generation to come behind me. Cause
that is real dope.
So that's how my legacy, man.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to you for getting that that Roth IRA. Hey, if y'all ain't got no Roth IRA, y'all ain't got no savings account, y'all ain't got no emergency accounts, you need to hit your boy up ASAP. You can hit me up. I'm plugging myself right now. Y'all make sure y'all get that in order, because one day you're going to get old and crumbled up and you want to retire. And you do not want to have to be working because you have to. That's a nightmare. That's not the dream life. So let's get it together.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to let my boy Jay Lloyd wrap it up on that note, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Been another episode of the Legacy Talks podcast, man. We just told y'all how we added to our legacy, man. Let us know how y'all adding y'all legacy out there, man, in the world. Because, man, we want to know, man. We want to know about y'all. Y'all let us know how y'all liking the episodes, man. If it's something or a topic that y'all want us to talk about, let us know, man. We're going to drop some knowledge on it. We're going to bring some more people on real soon.
Yeah.
And a few people on real soon in the next few episodes. So, man, just stay tuned. Hey. Just stay tuned and go through life with that Mamba mentality.
Also, hey, y'all make sure, man, on that note, make sure y'all tell us what's y'all daily habits. Maybe y'all got something that's cold-blooded, that's helping y'all, that could help us out as well. You know, or help the people out, just putting those comments down and people reading it. So, hey, y'all let us know. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed. Have a great day, evening or night. Whenever y'all hear
on that Daryl again, man. It's your boy Trevor Nation. We out. Oh man.
Get back to I'm posted in the bed, I relaxing, and I see this bad girl, Michael Jackson. Nails did, hair done, with her swag on. Thick chick, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.